Well, joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Jeff Belanger. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Happy Friday the 13th, Christine.
Oh, you too. Now, for people that don't know you, and I think a lot of people do, I'm just going to tell folks a little bit about what you do. And I got this off your calendar, which I got as a Christmas present, the way, from your number one fan, Dan McCready. But you are an author, podcaster, storyteller, adventurer, an explorer of the unexplained. You've written more than a dozen books. And I can say without going into all detail, you've been on every major network and cable station. So you are the expert on everything spooky, historical, and a little bit scary. Today is Friday the 13th. Why is today considered unlucky?
Because we made it a thing, Christine. And when you make something a thing, it's a thing. And it's why when you get in an elevator in a tall building, like especially a hotel, there's no floor 13. It goes from 12 to 14 and on and on. But it all comes back to a dinner guest that shouldn't have been there. It started in Norse mythology. There were 12 gods. And the bad god Loki wasn't invited, and so he shows up at the feast, and he tricks one of the other dinner guests to assassinate the god Baldur, which leads to darkness, and so 13 is considered unlucky. If you're Christian, of course, the 13th apostle, there was Judas, who was at the Last Supper, and Judas betrayed Jesus. 13 became unlucky there, and it just sort of got hold, and once someone starts to notice something, it gives it weight. Of course, in other cultures, other days are unlucky. The 9th in Japan, the 17th in Italy, you know, it depends, but it's 13 here, and we're stuck with it, and then movies come out and get made into multiple franchises, and like I said, we made it a thing, and now it's a thing.
It's amazing how it has permeated popular culture, especially when you're thinking about if hotels and other public buildings don't have the 13th floor. Are any other particular superstitions associated with Friday the 13th?
Well, so here's the thing. You know, today you woke up, you're like, it's Friday the 13th, and you say, oh, whatever, it's just another day. I don't believe in any of that stuff. But then you drop your favorite coffee mug in the kitchen, and it shatters on the floor, and you go, huh, well, that's just a coincidence, just an accident, could happen anything. And then maybe backing your car out, you ding the door, and you go, huh, that's two things now. And next thing you know, you're petrified of the next Friday the 13th, which happens every single year. There's at least one. Some years there could be as many as three. If you have triskaidekaphobia, which is the fear of the number 13th, the fact that it's got a name, means that it's a thing. We've turned it into something. Everybody's got their own superstitions. There's things people will do today to try to break the cycle, right? Maybe they have a lucky rabbit's foot or some prayer they say or whatever it is. Because once you start to put weight on anything, it becomes more formidable.
If you know, you are full of a wealth of information, knock on Formica here because it's not wood, but if people want to find out more about what you write, what you do, and some of your wonderful things that you produce, how can they find out more about you, Jeff?
Well, there's my website, jeffbelanger.com, which probably no one can spell, but you can look for my podcast, New England Legends, wherever you get podcasts.
That is terrific, and we appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining us today. That's Jeff Belanger, Friday the 13th.